Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we open those last gifts that are left around the tree.
Yes, it's finally time to unwrap our listeners' favorite album picks from 2018.
And that Chia Pet.
Happy New Year, everyone.
Happy New Year.
It is 2019. I can't believe it. This sounds so futuristic, doesn't it?
It really does.
It does, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the even years are always interesting. So we'll see what this year holds.
So we made it through the holidays. You guys had good holidays?
Yeah, it was great.
All right. And now we're into 2019. Copyright 2019 on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Ching.
I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And with us this week is
Intern Sam
Lisker. Thank you, Sam.
Thank you for inviting me.
How was your holiday, Sam? Were they good?
It was a lot of fun. Yeah, nice. We had family from out of town come in, and
great.
Don't really get to see them often, so it was wonderful.
Took a break from the schoolwork.
Oh my goodness! Yeah. It was a good break.
Right. You need that to recharge your batteries.
So now that we're in the new year, we are going to make good on the favorite albums.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
2018. Mm-hmm. So you're going to hear that pretty much the rest of the month.
Get ready, folks. The response has been great.
We asked people to call in, tell us about their favorite album of 2018. And in exchange, we're going to send those folks a mixtape of some of our favorite songs 2018. Mm-hmm. So expect that around Easter.
That's our goal.
Yeah. Get those out by then. But we got 30 calls, which is fantastic.
That's so great.
And
I love our community.
Everyone is different. We got a different favorite album from each of the 30 people. There are no duplicates in this. So this is going to be a really fun month of music, don't you think?
I think so. I thought there would be Wingtip Slope duplicates, but that proved not to be the case, which is really nice. And I feel good about that. But, you know, we are going to be sending a mixtape gift to everybody who was kind enough to give us the gift of their favorite album. But before we jump into that, I want to tell you guys, you know, the holiday season is not quite over because, Sam, you have a gift behind you that you need to open that's really from Jim and I, and it's in a big, big box, and I just want to tell you, don't get too excited.
Okay.
All right. Sam is now walking over to the pool table.
That's right.
And he is
Jim has one, too, that he will open after.
Oh, okay. Yep. Thank you.
This is gigantic.
It's a big box, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
Sam has a big box. It is wrapped in a Christmas sweater kind of paper.
Yeah, that's right. It was that, you know, that last present that everybody keeps pushing to the back of the tree because it's not there. That was that one.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Tear into that thing.
All right. I'm tearing it open now.
And I didn't do the, the sometimes Foster tradition of like putting 8 pounds of tape on it just to watch the person frustratingly try to tear into it on Christmas Day. So hopefully you'll be able to get in there pretty easily, Sam.
All right. There you go.
Those young, strong arms of yours are ripping that right open.
Young, strong arms. Been sitting at a desk all semester.
That's right.
Oh, my.
All right. Now, don't get too excited. There's multiple parts to this gift.
Oh, sick.
All right. So, Sam's digging right down to the bottom.
All right. We have here Dream Girl, My Life as a Supreme by Mary Wilson, who I saw in concert many years ago.
That's right.
That is fantastic. Yeah, wow.
When I saw that laying around the used bookstore, I knew I had to get that for you. So.
Oh, I need to read this.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she didn't really tell many stories about her time in the Supreme when she was there.
That'll
so I definitely want to read that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Let me know how that is.
Ooh.
Okay, Sam's digging all the way down to the good stuff at the bottom.
Oh, want to make sure I got everything here.
Yeah, there's more. There's much more.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there's much more.
All right.
Here, put it on this.
All right. There you go. So we have here Eric Clapton, Behind the Sun.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Pete Townshend, Empty Glass.
Yeah, you're going to love that one.
Oh, yes. And Tin Huey, Contents Dislodged During Shipment.
Nice.
Art Garfunkel, Breakaway.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. These are great. I can't wait to play these.
Yeah.
I've been looking for some new ones
to play.
What
did you get here?
Yeah. Check that out, Jim. It's quite an interesting eclectic selection.
Oh, this Pete Townshend record, dude.
Yeah, it's great.
Everyone should have that.
All
right. Huey and...
There's more.
Oh, Art Garfunkel.
There's more in there, Sam.
There's more?
Yeah, there's more than that. Just that.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
There you go. Cleaned up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And there might be one more thing in there.
All right. What is this? Let me see.
This is Mr. Patty's year-end mix. You got a Rod Stewart.
So this, what you have here, this is your year-end mix
annual
CD
year-end mix
that
CD
you do for folks.
Yep.
This is not to be confused with the mixtape that's...
Oh, yeah. I have a couple of these from you. Totally this is different. Awesome.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic.
So
thank
you. So it
looks
like I got one, too.
You did.
Yes. Thank you.
And you have another part in there, Jim.
Ooh. Oh, and you gave me a ticket to see Spiritualized at the Lincoln Theater in April.
Nice.
I'm very excited about that.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, that is awesome.
Yeah. So I have something for you guys. So hang on. Hang on one second.
There's one more thing in that. Oh, there you go.
Oh, my God. A Chia Pet. I have never had a Chia Pet before. Dustin from Stranger Things. Oh, I cannot wait to grow this.
Well, I spared no expense, Sam. It's really the thought that counts, not the actual gift.
Thank you so much, gentlemen. This is awesome.
Absolutely.
Oh, this means a lot.
Okay, I did not wrap these.
Thanks for all your hard
work. Christmas paper, but I did get you guys each a little something.
Okay, great.
So, are you ready?
You don't deserve
that.
Yeah.
We'll start with Patrick.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Check this out, man. It's a 7-inch by the Nude Party.
That
Chevrolet
is cool.
Van with yes. Poor Boy Blues. Fantastic. Thank you, man, so
yes.
much. New West Records.
So, remember... a long time ago, we did an episode on Chevrolet songs when I was getting rid of my van. I still have the van, but it now is primarily my daughter's vehicle. And this song didn't exist or that didn't, at that time, but now it does. Chevrolet van.
It's amazing. And it's not a cover of Chevy Van by Sammy Johns. It's Chevrolet Van.
Chevrolet Van by the Nude Party. So there
you
go.
Jim.
So I thought you would enjoy that.
Oh, absolutely.
And then Sam, I did not wrap this. And disclaimer, this is not at all something I just pulled out of my collection that I had duplicates of.
Who would do that?
No, I don't know.
Nobody would do
that. But I thought it was a record that Sam should have.
Oh, cool. The Pretenders.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you so much.
That's the classic.
Do you have
man.
That? Do you have You've the original have Pretenders
that.
Album?
I don't have this. No. Every I don't have track. Any of these albums that I've seen today. So this is great. Thank you so
that
much, guys.
That is a solid record.
Oh, yeah, it is.
It's good.
Every track on that is good.
All right.
You have upped your collection pretty great today.
That's good.
Sam. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I can't imagine somebody just pulling a record out of their inventory and giving it to somebody as a gift.
No, not at all.
That's
not at all.
I'm going to go put these somewhere safe.
Set that down there. Okay. Does that conclude now the gift exchange?
I think our gift exchange is complete.
The Suburbs Pod gift exchange.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And
Thank
then,
you.
Let me check one more thing here. We got some free stuff. So 2018 was the year of free stuff.
Right.
We got some more free stuff. So let me grab that now.
Alrighty.
All right. Now. This came in the mail right around New Year's.
Okay.
Right around, I can't remember, somewhere between Christmas and New Year's. I don't know. But it was in a package and it was marked perishable. So I had to open this one. Normally I'd
Could
wait
have fruit.
And I open them later. Yeah. But this one, it said perishable. So I opened it. So let me read the note here real quickly from Kevin Bartlett.
Nice.
And Kevin writes, first and foremost, thank you for putting together the podcast. It really makes my day. I have put together a few things that I thought you might enjoy, primarily beer.
Ooh.
So that's the perishable part. And the beer is now in that mini fridge here down in the basement.
Beautiful.
There may not be as many as came in the package.
Well, at least you're honest.
But there should still be some in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a good thing Kevin didn't send it to my
house. And I'll show you those in a moment. And then he says, so he says, enclosed, you will find a couple of bottles of Motorhead Lager.
Oh, sweet.
He says he came across that during his travels. And then he said, I drank 4 and saved 2 for you guys. So thank you. Thank you.
That's a good ratio for all 6 packs.
The next beer is Zombie Dust from 3 Floyd's Brewery in Munster. Indiana.
Love the name.
A great beer. I drank 2 and sent 4 for you.
Nice. That's an even better ratio.
Yeah. Well, that, like I said, that ratio may have maybe down a little bit. So we'll see. We'll see what's still left in the mini fridge. And then Kevin goes on to say, I also included some assorted stickers.
Nice.
So you can look at those right here, guys.
Oh,
check
nice.
These out.
No crap on tap. Falling Rock Tap House.
That's nice.
Beautiful Reckless Records. Wow. Look at that.
That is nice.
It's beautiful, huh?
There's
a few more.
Okay. Bloodshot.
And there's some more here. Where was I here? Okay, says, I was trying to locate my tape that I recorded of the Replacements breakup concert from 1991 in Grant Park. Unfortunately, I was unable to locate it.
Bummer.
But, he says, Patrick, I did find a cassette of Phil Collins.
Oh, but seriously, you didn't have to. You really didn't have to.
He says, I wasn't sure of the proper way to dispose of it, but I thought you might have an idea.
Yeah, I might.
There you go. So you got that.
Beautiful.
And
I'll have the ritual ceremony later.
Oh, and I left this upstairs, but it's upstairs. He says, Jim, I found a 45 of Kiss. Now,
nice.
I know you don't have the same appreciation of them as Patrick and I do, certainly they deserve a spot in the jukebox.
Oh, yeah.
I hope you enjoy the care package, and if you get to Chicago, give me a call. Thanks, Kevin Bartlett. P.S., rest in power, Diarrhea Planet.
Oh, yeah, there you go. So, man, we did lose them last
so, year. So 45 of Rock and Roll All Night.
Beautiful.
Is upstairs.
Oh, gotta have that.
On the lovely Casablanca label,
yep,
right?
Casablanca. Yeah, Casablanca. Neil Bogart and Casablanca Records.
So I will definitely put that in the jukebox.
Yeah.
That's a great tune. I love that song.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
People will know when it's time for Patrick to leave the next party when he puts on Rock and Roll All Night on the jukebox. Thank you so much, Kevin. That was amazing, man. I just feel like he's established a nice paradigm for beer splitting, Sam.
I think that was really great how he talked about the split, and I think that sort of tells me which one he may have liked more over the other based on how many he drank, how many he was willing to give away.
But there are three of us here, you know, kind of at the table.
That's
so
true.
Maybe a 3-3 ratio would be something we should talk about.
Absolutely.
In 2019, yeah. Because you did cross the 21-year-old threshold this year in 2018, is that right?
In 2017.
2017,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm 22
now. So
you're
super old now.
I know, I'm super old.
You look terrible.
Oh, thanks. You don't look so bad yourself.
Thank you very much. I do like your Rock and Roll Hall of Fame t-shirt, though.
Thank you. I've really had this for a while. Yeah.
Have you? It's really a sweet design with the drums and the background.
Oh, yeah.
I love it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks to Kevin Bartlett for stuff. That was wonderful.
Thank you, Kevin.
We will still be accepting free stuff in 2019. If anybody wants to send us free stuff, then you just email rock@suburbspod.com and ask for our address. We'll send you the address where you can send the stuff. Speaking of free stuff, we also got a nice little, I think you got one of these separately too,
so
Patrick.
Nice.
A nice little note from Nick Scalera. Yeah. Nick Scalera, of course, who had the most popular episode of 2018.
He did.
And then he put together a little note.
Nice,
I'm not going to read the whole thing, but a really nice note about the podcast
and
how much he appreciates it. And he also gave me did you get one of these?
I did.
$20
I got a
gift.
Yeah, I got an online music
for
credit.
Bandcamp.
Yeah. That's
nice.
It's amazing.
So thank you for that.
Although,
you really didn't have to do that.
Yeah, it was really, really nice. He didn't. That's the first thing I texted him when I got that in the mail. You did not have to do this, man. But I'm glad you did.
It's very nice.
So that's wonderful. And one of the things I like in his note is he said that the podcast has helped him get back in touch with discovering new music. A skill that had lapsed in recent years, he says. And I find that interesting because I thought Nick was really on top of things.
Yeah, it's so interesting.
But maybe we have reignited that passion.
Yeah, that's great to hear.
So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And when he just talked about some of the folks he'd met through the podcast, it was great. So.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so let's get to the favorite albums of 2018. We're
going
to be doing this for, I think we have it mapped out for like the next 3 weeks.
75 weeks.
We have so much good stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of Kevin Bartlett, let's go to Kevin.
Why not?
First.
Kick it off.
Hey, Jim and Patrick. This is Kevin Bartlett from Forest Park, Illinois. Just giving you a call about best album of the year. For me, it's always a tough choice. And I couldn't narrow it down to one, so I'm going to give you two. Okay. They both are off of the New West label out of Austin. And the first one is Aaron Lee Tashjian's new album. It's absolutely fantastic. I was introduced to him a couple of years ago, and I just think his songwriting is just getting stronger and stronger. And there are some great, great songs on it. You know, The Truth Is So Hard to Believe, Heart Slows Down, which is very like Tom Petty-ish. There's certainly some Beatles influence in this album. And seeing him live, I was really impressed by his guitar playing. He's just I can't say enough about him. He's just great to see in concert. The other one that came out of nowhere for me, because I had never even heard of them before, was The Nude Party. And you know, make sure you don't Google that at work. But they had an album released this year, and very Velvet Underground type sound, you know, to it, 60s garage rock. Chevrolet Van was the first song that I had heard from them. And then I saw them in concert. I bought the album and listened to the whole thing, and Feels All Right is another good song. And the song Records, which to me has a little bit of a Wilco feel, is absolutely solid. those are the two albums that I've been listening to the most, and I would urge everybody to go out and buy those. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay, so thank you, Kevin. Great way to kick this off.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Kevin, speaking of Aaron Lee Tasjan, mm-hmm. He in the free stuff he sent us, he also gave us a couple of coasters of Aaron Lee.
Karma for Cheap.
Karma for Cheap was the album from 2018. So let's listen to something from that first.
Great. All right.
He mentioned this one called Heart Slows Down, which he said it kind of sounded Petty-like. So that
sounds good to me.
That piqued my interest. So let's listen to that one. Definite.
Oh yeah, without a
Petty
doubt.
Influence, mm-hmm. wouldn't you say?
Yeah, mm-hmm. definitely. Here's some of the Traveling Wilburys kind of vibe in
it
there.
It does
too.
Kind of, especially with those backing vocals when that comes in. Yeah,
really
but it,
nice.
But it has that kind of Petty groove to it too,
really
right?
Does.
Yeah, love it. That's
very
great.
Cool.
So great suggestion there.
Good shout.
And then the other one was the Nude Party that Kevin here mentioned.
Right.
So
we got the Chevrolet Van single.
Chevrolet Van. Single that I picked up at a Nude Party show.
Right.
That's where I got that. That's from the merch table.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And so funny thing there. So I was invited to go see that band at DC9 a couple of months ago by our friend Paul Trapp.
Mm.
And he really likes the band. And so he asked me to go. But it is kind of funny when he said the thing about like, don't Google that at work. I think they have an unfortunate name in that regard. Like, it's hard to invite people and say, like, let's go to the Nude Party, right? Or, or you know what I mean? Or send out, you know, an email to somebody like, you want to go see this thing at this show? It's the Nude Party.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that exactly? Yeah. It's a little bit weird. Or even telling people the next day, what did you go see? But anyway, they are a really cool band. And I didn't really know much about them at all when I went to the show. And I really liked them. They're really good live in particular. Like Kevin mentioned, they have this kind of loose sound. He said like Velvet Underground, but then he said kind of 60s garage rock. I get more of a 70s kind of sound to them. That kind of early 70s. I think they have sort of a Mick Taylor era Stones kind of sound where the Stones really got kind of loose.
Yeah, kind of freewheeling.
And and played these, you know, these songs that you felt you know, that, like I said, they kind of had that loose feel where you just kind of felt like everybody was kind of playing together, but you weren't quite sure how exactly.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it just really has that kind of vibe to me. So why don't we just hear some of Chevrolet Van to give you the example?
Absolutely.
Friends in a van every night. Yeah. plan B, cause it ain't gonna last long past 21. You'll never make enough money, and no one cares about the things you say. You're gonna wake up someday, man, you'll wish you got a job. Spend half your life in that Chevrolet, drive.
That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah, see what I mean?
Super cool.
Don't you feel like that could fit right on like Exile or Sticky Fingers?
Yeah,
or that
without
kind of
a doubt.
Mm-hmm. It has that, and it has that little bit of country tinge to it too,
yeah,
right? It does. These guys are from like Western North Carolina, like Appalachia area.
Yeah, wow.
And a bunch of young guys, and they obviously, I think, just have this affinity for like that style of music, and they're doing a good job with it,
without
I think.
Without a doubt, yeah. You could even hear a little bit to further your 70s comparison, Jim, of like War, you know, with that piano and that kind of little boogie swing to it. It's very cool.
I can't believe that's the first time I've ever heard that song. That was so good.
I can't
listen
to
more of
that
when I get home.
Yeah, on my new turntable. I'm excited.
All right, so please listen
every day.
Every day
in 2019.
And please subscribe. Please rate and review the show on iTunes. Do all those things for us. That would really help us out.
I got a thing for 2019 that I could throw out to people. You know what I want people to do? I want you to take someone's phone and forcibly subscribe them to Rock in the Suburbs.
Good call.
Because I did this a couple times over the holidays. Because it's like, well, what you got to do is actually, you know what? Give me your phone. I'll do it right now so you don't have to do it.
Yes.
And I did that for a couple people at a couple holiday gatherings. It worked out really well.
Excellent.
Just give me your phone.
Excellent. You're doing a good service, Patrick.
Yeah, I think that's what I want people to do. That's how we're going to spread the word and work as missionaries. Just take someone's phone instead of trying to talk to them about it. Just do it.
That is good advice. Please do that. Also, please find us on Facebook and Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. And I mentioned the email address is rock@suburbspod.com. And then also you can call, leave message. We're going to play more messages this week, 612-440-1984. And Kevin, as I mentioned, there will be a mixtape in your future. Not sure if it's near future, but it is in the future. It'll be heading your way. And thanks again for all the stuff. So, all right, let's get out of here. Let's get to more favorites of last year. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And I'm Sam Lisker.
We'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
Happy New Year.
My friends kept texting Happy New Year on our iPhone group chat because it would create a celebration animation.
Nice.
So they just kept doing it. So fireworks would go off.
Yeah. Did you stay up till midnight?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm.
I made it till 9:30.
Till 9:30?
Yeah.
Wake up, you're in a new year. Oop. I'll put that in a safer place.
That's okay. You don't want to mess up the chia pet. That's the important thing. That is